These images do speak of a mystery that we all, one way or another, deeply or not so deeply, have felt or suspected. Love also has another aspect. There's a wonderful Persian story of the first human couple. They grew from a reed, a kind of tree, and they were so closely joined that they could not be told apart. And then in time they separated. And then they united, and a child was born. And they loved that child so much they just ate it up. And God said, "This won't do." And so he reduced the love, 90%, so that we wouldn't eat our children. Now this image of love as the dynamic of the world is beautifully rendered in an Indian image of the creator. This creator is a little different from one that you might have in mind, because you can't have this one in mind. This is a being that is no being. You can't say it is, you can't say it is not. It is beyond all conception. And this mystery being that was no being, one time that was no time, said, "I." And as soon as the word "I" had been pronounced, there came fear into his spirit. Fear that someone would kill him. And then he reasoned and thought, "Well, since I am the only one there is, how can anyone kill me?" And no sooner did he think, "I am the only one there is," than he had this second thought, "I wish there were another." And with that thought, he swelled and became two, a male and a female. And then he begot on the female all the creatures of the earth. And when they were all begotten, he beheld the earth and the world, and he said, "This am I." And so according to this story, this being who felt first fear and then love, a dead desire, let me say, is the inherent power, the energy of us all. And the next part of this image is that through our own experience of love, we participate in the experience of that ground of our own being. Our separateness here in space and time, our multitude, is but a secondary aspect of our nature. Our individuality, each of us separate, is the secondary aspect of our nature. The primary aspect is our oneness in that being. And we feel that oneness. That is to say, we go out of ourselves, we go past the bounds of ourselves when we experience love. Schopenhauer, in a wonderful paper, a wonderful essay on love as the moral principle, speaks of this remarkable experience. When an individual, forgetting himself, sacrifices his own safety, not thinking of himself, in order to save another person, as though that other person's trouble, that other person's danger were his own, he has actually participated in that ground substance of being which supports us all. This, says Schopenhauer, is the only moral principle there is. This actual experience, this, he says, is an actual experience of the truth, namely, that we are not separate from each other, that we are all participating in, or rather, we are all totally, each of us, that being which is the being of beings. And it is the emotion of love that enables us to experience the truth of that. We actually lose sense of ourselves and participate. I think of this very often when on the TV these days, one sees these marvelous helicopter rescues of men who have been wounded and under fire, their companions, absolutely forgetful of their own safety, risking everything as though their life were that life. This is a rendition of the mystery of love.